Daf is being given as a chenishin for shulam zalmavish in manual of Rebbechir and schuz for which lemon for fine silver mishibs rachel mashu spread its parvas a hava chava a dom of chava mishar malay a bevan sif shukhal yisrael and schuz for a living captus and well one daf mim zayin on the days at the bottom of the yomid tanan fourth to last line last word on the line tanan avo omru misha paru madar hamabu hu asuli paru misha ina imid biti buri. We brought, we had a Machlokes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, whether or not Mashicha is a Dindar Raisa or Mashicha is Dindar Rabbanon, and whether Mois is Koinis Midar Raisa or Mois Koinis Midar Rabbanon. Rabbi Yochanan holds Mois Koinis Midar Raisa, Mashicha is a Dindar Rabbanon as a Takona to prevent that the Shemin Nisvu Hitecha Ba'aliyah, right? Maybe the items will get burnt in the Meicher's house. Right? So you want to prevent that. And then Rish Lakish held, no, Mashicha is Mufureshis Min HaTorah. It says, Oikona, Miyana Misechos, telling me Mashicha. So the Mashicha is Din Doi Raisa, Mois is not Koinois Min Doi Raisa. Okay, that was what the Machlokes we have. Now, Tanan. Aval Amar Misha Parah Midara Mabuhu Asali Parah Misha Enim Bidibur. We said in our Mishnah, that if somebody goes back, if mois was only given, if the mois were given from the lekech to the moicher, the moicher does mashicha on the mois. That's all that happened. Right. So then technically they can go back, but amru misha par midar babel who also par misha in eyum in the dibur. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu was pareh midar babel. So if you go back on your word, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will be pareh from you also. So yeah, if you're going to tell me Mois is koinis midar raisa, mishem hachi kavi ba'aval. I understand why it's kavi ba'aval. Why there would be a klal here? El yam et Mois inim koinis. But if you're going to tell me Mois is not koinis like Rish Lakish, then I'm kavi ba'aval. Why are you going to get a? Why are you getting a klal? You didn't do anything wrong. Where it says mishem devarim, because you're going back on your word, not because you can't go back on the sale, but because you're going back on your word. You have to be honest. But devarim kavi ba'aval. Frank tomorrow, devarim. Is there a din aval? Is there a din of the klala of Misha Para? If it's a just word that you're going back on? Vatanya, we learned in the Bresh of Shem and Amim, Shem says, Afa Bisha Amru Talus Koine Dina Zov. Talus is Koine Dina Zov, Ein Dina Zov Koine Talus, and the Dina Zov is not Koine the Talus. Talus, Mekomokim Kach Halacha, still, that is the Halacha level Amru, right? Meaning that if you just gave the money, the halacha is that you could technically go back. The sale hasn't gone through. Aval amu misha par mi anshei dar amabel mi anshei dar aflogu mi anshei disadoy mi amroi mi mitzrayim bayom who also lipar mi misha ene emi v'diburei. But if you do go back on it where the money was given, only the money was given, still there's going to be the din of misha para. V'hanoise v'noise b'dvarim. But if you are noise v'noise b'dvarim, you just tell the guy, hey, no money didn't exchange hands. I want to buy this. This is great. I'm going to sell it to you. And then a day later you say, change my mind, you're not koina. But if you go back on your word, then ruach chum is not noichi imenu. They're not happy with you for going back on your word. But Rava says, anu in lanu ela in ruach chum noichi imenu. Chum say that Rava says that chum said the ruach chum is not noichi imenu. There's no din mishapara on it. Well, it says, no, there's a difference. If it was word, you said, I'm going to buy this, and the money exchanged hand, then there's a din aval. But if there's words, right, we had seen from Rava and from the end of the Brisa, that when it comes to dvarim, it's just dvarim, it's, then there's no din mishapara, there's only a din. So it's only in racham nechim. It says, no, there's a difference. My answer is there's a difference in Dvarim. Dvarim without Mois, Dvarim with Mois is Koi Ba'aval, there's a Dimi Shapara. Dvarim Veleka Ba'adayim Mois, Loi Koi Ba'aval. But if it's words without money, meaning you just tell somebody, hey, I'm going to buy this, and then you change your mind, you call them up a day later and say, change my mind, so then there's no Dim. Aval is no Mi Shapara, but there is in Ruach Chamim. So be careful, don't shop people around, create the expectations that you're going to buy from them and then change your mind. Amarav, Yehovah says, Kra'u mas nison misayeh leilu Rish Lakish. We have a braisa and the pasuk that is a raya to Rish Lakish. Kra'u dechsev, where do we see the pasuk? It says, and you're going to I'm blanking on the word.
Falsely.
I know you're going to swear. You're going to deny. Thank you. You're going to deny to your friend. I don't know why I couldn't remember the word. You're going to deny to your friend and swear falsely. But the kadan, or the money of the hand, or you stole money, or with Geneva, you stole something from him, or you withheld payment to the employee. Sushumis yad. What is sushumis yad? Amar Chisa. Chisa says, "Kigoyin sheyichad lekli lahalvasoi." You were miyachid a kli. You miyachid a kli for payment of this halvas. Sushumis yad is where you said that you said You gave a kli and said this kli is going to be designated for the payment. And Amar of Chista Oyshek Es Amisay. I lost. I'm sorry. Shushin Yamin Amar of Chista Gunchi Yechli Kli Arshogi Oyshek withholding payments from the employee. Amar of Chista Gagoin Sheyichid Like Kli La Oshka. You set aside a kli in order to pay him. Now you need this in order to be chayev a shvua. If you don't have it, Stam Kvira Shibut Mois is not going to create a din ashram if you swear falsely. It can't just be you walk into Bezin. Reuven walks in Bezin and says, Shimon, you owe me $1,000. Shimon says, no, I don't. And then he swears falsely. That's not going to be Mechayev Karban Ashram. In order to be Mechayev Karban Ashram, you have to have that there is a Kvira also. So that's why the case of Shuman Siad, there was a Hava, there was money designated, there was a Kli designated for the Hava, and now he's denying it. And now, and similarly by the Sacher, Oishak, Sky Sacher, okay? V'chia Hadrikra, now when the Pasuk repeats it, Ksiv, V'haya ki yechta v'asham heishav es agzila asher glazal, Oyesa Oishak asher asak, Oyesa pikadim asher efkad. Itoy. Goes and repeats it, only says three out of four, leaves out Shumas Yad. V'ilu Shumas Yad lo yahadri. But Shumas Yad, you didn't mention. My time off. Why is it that you didn't mention it? La mishum de mechasu meshicha. Is it not because it was lacking meshicha and therefore he never did a kinyan on it? Since he never did a kinyan on it, there's not going to be the denial. So Amalei Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, one second. Amalei Rav Papa. Right. So therefore, so you see, since he didn't do meshicha. He wasn't, the Malva wasn't koinet. Right? The Malva didn't do Mashiach on it, so he wasn't koinet. So, Amalei Rav Papa, so therefore it's a raya to Rish Lakish, and we see that Mashiach is a din d'oraisa. My, Amalei Rav Papa says, L'Rava, Amalei Rav Papa, L'Rava, so Rav Papa says to Rava, Eime Moshe mei Oishik hu dahader kra. Maybe we're going to learn out from Oishik that since we already learned, we mentioned Oishik, that it's that would also be lacking Mashicha. You don't need to then go and tell me Shishumas Yad, right? Because we just finished saying that Shishumas Yad and Oishik are the same case, similar, oh, I shouldn't say same, similar cases in that there was a Kli that was Miuchid for it. Right? He didn't do the Mashicha. So the same way he didn't do the Mashicha on the Oishik, he didn't do the Mashicha on the Shishumas Yad. So therefore, you don't have to buy the Havat, so you don't have to go and tell it to me, because I'll learn it out already from Oishik. You mentioned Oishik in the Pasuk. I don't need to go tell me then Shishumas Yad. So it says, no, Achim Ma'eskinan. You know what the case we can learn the Bryce is talking about? Join. That what happens? Shenotul Mimenu. He took it from him. So he did Mashicha. The Chazur of Kidu Yatzlai. And then he went back. And he was mafkid it by him again. In fact, Gemara, if that's the case, Hainu Bikadan, then that's the case of Bikadan. So when he denies having the Bikadan, he has it. Right. So what does it help? We were talking about a case where there was a Hava, and then there was money. The Mashkin, we'll call it, was there, and he's denying having the Mashkin, but he didn't have. He denies having the mashkin, but here we're saying that what happened? He took it and he gave it back to him, right? The loivet took it back, and now he gave it back to him as a bikadon, and now he's denying having it. So that's the case of bikadon. when the Malvis then says that I don't have it, that's the case of Mikadim. It's not a case of Alva. We were dealing in a case where, it wasn't clear before, it should have been more clear before. We were dealing with the case before that what happens? The Malva, the Loiva gave him a chifetz in order to pay it back. The Malva, the Havmini said, the Malva holds on to it. And the Malva's holding on to it and says, I don't have it. Right? So we said when the Pasuk left it out, we said it must be because he didn't do Mashiach on it, therefore it's not in his possession, therefore you can't have an Asham on it. That was the riot to Rish Lakish. Mashiach must be a Darais. He has to have it, he has to do Mashiach in order for it to be in his possession, in order to deny it and make the false Shua. Zok to Gemara, Rav Papa says, maybe we learned that out of Oishik's, of Sacher, of Oishik, that was the same case. So we already mentioned it by Sacher, that he did it and then denied it. That's the same case as a Halva. So Mara said, no, what we're talking about is a case where he took it, gave it back. The Loiva took it back and then gave it back. So we're now asked 1 second, but that's Pekadim. So then it's not Halva. It's nothing special about this case. That's like, Haina Pekadim. Mara says, Trey Gavni Pekadim. Two types of Pekadim that we have. Two cases of Pekadim that we are mentioning. So it says, if that's the case, Iyachi Shishumas Yad Nami Shishumas Yad also Lahadri Velukmi, go ahead and say that this is the case that Wakigon Shinatli Manu Vechazar Vifkidu Yatzloi, that he took it from him and then he went back and he gave it to him, and therefore it's not in the Pasuk. So Gemara says, Iyahadri Kra. So Gemara says, if the Pasuk would go back and mention it, Loi to Yuftav Loi Siyata, it wouldn't be a Raya and it wouldn't be a Kasha. But now that the pasuk didn't mention it, it will be a raya to Rish Lakish. Right? If the pasuk would have gone back and said it, so then we wouldn't have said it's not a pircha on Rabbi Yochanan, and it's not, because Rabbi Yochanan would say where he didn't do Mashiach on it, and Rish Lakish says that he did do Mashiach on it, right? So you wouldn't have a raya. But now that we did not, the pasuk did not bring a raya, did not repeat it, and it did go ahead and say, Oishik. Right? It must be that Shumas Yad that we're talking about is where it's lacking Mashiach. Right? And that's why the Pasuk left it out, and therefore it's a Raya to Rish Lakish. The Pasuk didn't mention Shumas Yad. But we learned in the Bryce, Amr Bishimon said, Nine Litanis Amr Lamayla Lamato. How do we know that we should say that which it says earlier in the Pasuk? We're going to say that it says it later in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says it in Pasuk Chav Gimel, that it says it now in Pasuk Chav Dalet there. Where is it? Chav Aleph. No, it's Chav Aleph and then Chav Dalet. Chav Aleph and then Chav Dalet. Yeah? So three, that which it says first in Pasuk, Perek Hei Pasuk Chav Aleph, that we say it also that it's in Perek Hei Pasuk Chav Dalet. Clear? What the Chassid it says? Amikol Asher Yishava Olav L'Shaker. Anything that he swears about falsely. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu, Amar Rav Rav Nachman, Sebishem Rav Ravu, Bishem Rav. The Rabbi Sishumas Yad LeYishavin. That it's going to include the din of Sishumas Yad for Yishavin. There's a Chiv Hashava on it also. So you see that it says it in both pasuk based on the Slimit that we say that everything that was written earlier we say in the next book, a couple of psukim later, when it says "Only Kol Hashayu Shavah Al Shakar," is referring to what? Everything that was in the original pasuk, not what was in pasuk, the pasuk in between, right? This pasuk Chav Aleph, Chav Gimel, and Chav Dalet that we have. Pasuk Chav Aleph says Shumas Yad. Pasuk Chav Gimel does not say Shumas Yad. Pasuk Chav Dalet says "Kol Hashayu Shavah Al Shakar." That's coming to re-include. It's coming to include against Shumas Yad through a general statement. Mar says, "Meisin." So you see that it is saying it there. So it is included. So we said the whole reason is because he didn't do Mashiach because it wasn't left out. It was left out, must be he didn't do Mashiach. Mar says, no, the head you, right? And now we're saying, no, but it was included because it included through the B'derech Klal. Mar says, no, behed yemi eloya hadre kra. Outright, the Pasuk doesn't go ahead and say it outright. So therefore, the Raya to Rish Lakish. Right? We have to bring it through a limud, not outright. So it's enough of a Raya to Rish Lakish. Masnisa minolan, how do we know, where do we see it in the Braisa? That Mashiach is the Braisa. The sign we learned in the Braisa. Nosol Mabalon, Well, if he gives the money to the bathhouse attendant, right? The Gizber gives over a pruta from Hekdesh to the bathhouse attendant. Mal, he's mal. Even though he didn't use the bathhouse, yeah. V'amar Rav, Rav says, Dafka Bolon, Dafka a Bolon. Hu deloy mechas v'meshicha, the Bolon, because it's not lacking Meshicha. Ava midia chrita, but something else. The mechas v'meshicha, where you're lacking Meshicha after that, loy mal ad demashach. There's no me'ila until there is Meshicha, right? You give the money to the attendant, when you give the money to pay for the bathhouse, there's no Meshicha to do on the bathhouse then, you just go in and use it. You're paying for a service. There's no Meshicha to happen. But if he gave the money in order to go buy something, that's lacking Meshicha to be coined to something, then the meal won't happen until the Meshicha occurs. Iva Hatanya, but we learned in the Bryson, Nasal Saper Mal, he gives it over to the barber. Then his mal, the saper aboy le mamshech tasburis. I effectively remember, but the saper, in order for the service of the barber, the service of the barber to kick in, it's only once he picks up the scissors to start. What are we talking about here? We're talking about here a case of where it's a goyish saper, that doesn't have a dim meshicha. There's no dim meshicha. The meshicha only is by Yisrael. It says economy ala misecha, right? So the misecha tells us meshicha is only by a yid. So therefore, that case, that brisa is where there is no meshicha. Tanya nami haki natsal saper oil sapon. When he gives it over to the saper, there's no din me'ila until there is meshicha. So you have yestira. It says, Allah, Shmamino, Kam Saper Nochi, Kam Saper Yisrael. Shmamino. You see, this is where it's Saper Nochi, and this is where it's Saper Yisrael. Where is Saper Yisrael? He has to do meshicha. Where there's a Saper Nochi, he doesn't have to do meshicha. Right? Then he's not mal, the meal is not going to happen. So what do you see? You see that Meshicha is a din da'iraisa. The chinamer of Nachman, Davar Torah Mois Koines. Similarly, Rav Nachman said, like Rav Yochanan, not like Rish Lakish. It's funny that all of a sudden it jumps and says, V'chein, after we bring a riot to Rish Lakish. The chinamer of Nachman, like Rav Yochanan, that Meshicha, Davar Torah Mois Koines, Mois is Koines. Obadka Levi b'masnis and v'ashka. Levi went, searched out for a Mishnah that said that way. Ashka, then he found the brisa that says that way. Nothing with Siton Mal. He gives it over to a Siton. A Siton is the wholesaler, we'll call him. He's even larger than a Chemdini. Yeah. What? Yeah, it's like Costco. Yeah. Nothing with Siton Mal. Then there is a Din Me'ila as soon as he gives it over. Elakasha Rish Lakish, right? And now the case with the Siton is, the Siton, everybody's buying from the distributor. Right? So everybody's paying and getting then from the distributor as it goes, as they need. So, but they didn't do Meshicha on it because the distributor is a constant movement of food, of product, right? Elakasha L'Rish Lakish, it's Kasha L'Rish Lakish. Amalach Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Hamani, who is that Tana of that Mishnah, of that Brisa that says, Nasal L'Siton, then you're going to be, Mila happens right away, then Moise is going to this. Amani Reb Shimon, that is Reb Shimon, it's like we said on yesterday, Reb Shimon holds Mois is Koines Midai Raisa according to Reb Shimon, and according to Rabbanon is not. Machlokes is whether or not they learn it out of the Pasuk. Abel Amr Mishapara, right? So we said Amr Mishapara. Amr Ba'idmar, Vay Amr Edu Medina, Abai says if you try to go back on a sale, so after giving the money, we let you know that you're going to be Mishapara, right? We don't curse you with it. We just tell you, by the way, this is the Mishapara. Rava Amar, Rava says, No, we go ahead and curse you. It says in the Pasuk, don't curse anybody. Rava Amar, it says, we do curse him, because it says in the Pasuk, when is there a din of Nasi Ba'amcha Loisar? If it's not Ba'isim Ha'amcha, going back on your word is not Ba'isim Ha'amcha, so therefore, we can go ahead and curse you. Yeah, a lot to talk about on that. Amar Rava says, how do we know this? How do I know that we do go ahead and give the curse? Chibar Yosef, he gave money on salt. Salt went up in price. Also, the came to Rabbi Yochanan, came before Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Leih, Rabbi Yochanan said, Zil Havlehu, go ahead and give it. V'iloi, kibel alecha mishapara. But if you're going to go back on it, so then, mikabel on yourself, mishapara. V'Amar Taidiyah Maidina, and if you're going to tell me that we let you know that there's a din mishapara, Yochibar Yosef, how do you do? He's a tamachokim. We have to let him know he knows the din. He's a tamachokim, he should know. So the Gemara says, Elamai, we're going to go ahead and curse him. Yochibar Yosef, Asali Kabuli Eludusa. The Rabbanim, Yochibar Yosef is somebody who's going to take upon himself that he's going to get cursed by the Rabbanim. So the Gemara says, Elam Chibar Yosef, a Ravin who the Yavili. Yochibar Yosef, he gave over the initial payment, the deposit on it. He didn't pay the entire thing, he paid half of it. Let's say. Who? The Yavili. Who suffer? He held. Kinegdu he koina. He said he thought maybe I'm only koina kinegdu. So I paid 50%. So 50% I have to take the other 50%. I can go back on. Vamalei Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon says no kinegdu kula you koina. You koina the entire thing. Legabe the din of mishapara. Okay, it goes across the entire thing, even when you give it just a deposit. It might be Ravon. Ravon kinegdu koina. If you give a deposit, Ravon says it's kinegdu you koina. Rabbi Yechon number kinegdu kula you koina. Rabbi Yechon says no, you kinegdu kula you're koina. Somebody gives a deposit to his friend. And he says to him, this is a different type of deposit. Okay, this is not the deposit that we're talking about. When you give the deposit for the sale, and the machlokes is Rabbi Yechonah, but here we're talking about where they put money down. And he says, listen, I'm putting down $100. If I change my mind, then this deposit is all yours. The other one says, if I change my mind and don't sell it to you, I'm going to go ahead and double what you gave me. The Tanaim are good. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's what Rabbi Yosi holds. Because Rabbi Yosi is Tameitz. Rabbi Yosi is reasoning. Damar Asmachta Kanya Asmachta is Koina. Meaning like a bet, a guzma. Master's question is that it's a guzma of a promise with the guzma in order to get you to agree to something. So then it is Koina. Yehuda says, Dayu Sheyikna Kinyar Get Evunai. Yehuda says it's enough that he's koinik and negative vune. Amar b'shimim ben Gamliel b'medver amar murmendu. He said this b'zman sh'amalei vune yakun. That's where he says that my deposit should go ahead and be koina. Avol mocher loy bayis if he sells a house oy sada or a sada ve'elef zuz. Okay, so that is the asmachta type of kinyan. Now, but what happens if he sells him a house or a sada ve'elef zuz? Uparo loy mehem chamesh meis zuz and he goes and pays down. Says we stop buying it for $1,000. I'm putting down $500. Okay. Kona umachzul leyes ashar. He's koina and he returns the. He has to pay him the rest of it. A few lachim kamachonim. Even if it's many years later, my love, who are din lemetaltel. Just like we say, the din. What would the din be by metaltelin? The same thing that it is by karka. Mistama kani lahu lekuloi. That mistama you koina the whole thing. Meaning that if the gabe the din mishabara, you'll be koina the entire thing. The same way by karka, you chayiv. You have the chayiv. It's koina the entire karka and you chayiv the whole thing. So too by metaltelin, if you don't say anything, you give it. It's $1,000 of metaltelin. You put down $500. You know you didn't do mashiach on it. It will still be to go back on the chayiv on the. It will be koina legabe the din of mishapara. Well, my love who did metaltelin the stomach koina lulukulit where it says light metaltelin the stomach loikon. Metaltelin is different than no stam. You don't say anything. Giving the deposit is not going to be koina. Anything. So it would have been a riot to Rabbi Yechon who holds Keneged Kulay. We said, no, according to Rav, we're not going to say it's Keneged Kulay. Umayshna Karka, what's the difference that Karka is different? Because we're Koni Limamish. By Karka, the Kesav is Koni Limamish. Koni Lekula and Lekula. So therefore, you're Koni for the whole thing. Metatul Deloy Koni, Metatul, which is not Koni, because Moses and his Koni. El Lekbule Mishapara, it's only going to work for Mishapara. Lekoni Lekulay. It is not going to be koina the entire thing. Let's say it's machlokes tanon. Amav es chaveri al mashkin. Somebody lends his friend money on a mashkin. V'nichnusa hashmita and shmita comes. Af pisha eni shava. Even though the mashkin is only worth el plag, only half of it. Eni mishamit is not mishamit. Divrei b'shimim gamliel. That's what b'shimim gamliel says. Yehuda nasi yom Yehuda says a mashkin keneged avos. If the mashkin is keneged the entire value of the halva, eni mishamit, then it's not mishamit. V'im lav mishamit, if not, then it is mishamit. Now, my eni mishamit, what does it mean it's not mishamit? The kamer of b'shimim gamliel that b'shimim gamliel says. Okay, b'shimim gamliel said that it's not mishamit. If unless it's the, even though it's only worth half, it's not mishamit. Ilema kenegdoi, if you're going to tell me even kenegdoi, the 500 of that, like the half of the $1,000 loan, it's not mishamet. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda nasi savel hachbal ganami mishamet. Then that's going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even kenegdoi the 500, that it's also going to be mishamet. Elamashke, the nakid lamelik, and what's the mashke going on and you're doing, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Right? It's not, it's, why would I take a mashke now? Why does that help with Shmita? Ela, lav. Shmamina must be my any mishamet to come from Shimon Gamliel. What is the mishamet that Shimon Gamliel said? Any mishamet b'kulei. It's not mishamet in the whole thing. You and it's mishamet in half of it. My mishamet to come from Yehuda Nasi. And what is the mishamet of Yehuda Nasi? Holds the hakpalga to loy nakid ale mashkan. I'm sorry. Shimon Gamliel holds that it's not mishamet at all. And Rabbi Yehuda will hold that up until the value of the mashkan, it's mishamet. The other part of the mashkan, it is not mishamet. And this is machlokes. Rav Shimon Gamliel says keneged kula yukoina. Rav Yehuda Nasi says keneged yukoina. Rav Shimon Gamliel says keneged kula yukoina. Rav Yehuda Nasi says keneged keneged yukoina. It says like my any mishamet to come from Shimon Gamliel. What did any mishamet to Shimon Gamliel says? Ahach palga de noked alei mashkin. It's referring to that half that he has the mashkin on. That is where it's not mishamet. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Nasi zahach v'alvin nakin lemashkin nami mishamet. That means that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who argues on him, holds that even on the part of the loan that you don't have, that you do have mashkin on, it is not going to be mishamet. It is going to be mishamet. So then al mashkin the nakin lameli. So then what do you need the mashkin for? Zakti umar l'skar and devar ma'alma. Just to remember the loan as a reminder for the loan, Yehuda Nasi will hold. You either have to have mashkin for the whole thing in order not to be mishamet, or it will be, if you don't have the full value, then it will be mishamet.